VPSO's Dan Decker and Roger Wassily went to the home of Kevin Harless Sr. Monday afternoon to serve an arrest warrant on Jacob Bartman Jr. Harless was Bartman's third-party custodian, and Bartman was suspected of violating conditions of his release. Bartman sat in plain sight smoking marijuana from a pipe, but Decker says their attention was quickly focused inside the house.
When we walked by an open door on the front of the house, we got a strong odor of marijuana, and we investigated.
Looking through the open door, Decker and Wassily could see a substantial amount of marijuana inside, most of it in small plastic bags, as well as other implements used by dealers.
Once I saw that, I seized the residence and then proceeded to clear the residence of any people that were inside the residence. What I mean by clear is just for safety, make sure that everybody's accounted for.
VPSOs are unarmed, and having stumbled unexpectedly into a drug dealer's house, Decker and Wassily didn't know if they were in immediate danger. But things were calm as they placed Harless and Bartman under arrest. A count tallied 21 bags of marijuana, weighing in at 32.4 grams total, more than an ounce. Marijuana is not generally a big deal for law enforcement in Alaska, but it is if it's more than an ounce and intended for distribution. And it's an even bigger deal if it's been delivered to a person under 19 who's at least 3 years younger than the person making the delivery. The state says both were the case with Harless. He was taken to jail in Dillingham and made a first appearance on two felony charges Wednesday. Ahead of that hearing, the prosecutor's office received a call from one Togiak resident who said she was fed up with the drugs in the village and said the community didn't want Harless back ever. She asked if others could call to voice the same. You bet, said Assistant District Attorney Mari Carpinetti.
We had somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 calls in under an hour, people calling in to express their frustration with drugs in the community and to express that, you know, they had kids and grandkids and they were tired of people bringing drugs into their community and giving drugs to their kids.
Carpinetti took the call logs to court, showed them to Judge Patricia Douglas, and said that the callers had been unequivocal in asking that Harless not be allowed back to the community. The judge granted the state's request that Harless be held in custody on $15,000 bail. Clara Martin, tribal administrator for the Traditional Council of Togiak, says the community is tired of the drugs.
Enough is enough. We need to make a stand. We got to see how it's devastating everybody. I mean, just look, and it's reaching our young kids, and it causes a lot of unhappiness, you know, disharmony amongst our families. You know, our families are breaking apart because of this.
In April, Akiak, a dry village in the YK, banished a suspected drug and alcohol trafficker, and last month citizens in Sandpoint essentially did the same, meeting a suspected drug dealer at the airport and turning him right back around. According to Martin, there hasn't been a banishment in Togiak in a long time, nor is anyone yet discussing it in this case. While she's glad to hear how many people called the DA's office Wednesday, Martin admits that coming forward to confront the drug problem continues to be a difficult thing to do for people in the village.
We know what's going on, but we don't want to tell the authorities.
But maybe that's starting to change. VPSO Decker thinks the attitudes are shifting. Since making the arrest Monday, he says grandmothers are high-fiving him on the street, and his phone has also been ringing with those voicing support.
I received a phone call from a mother who thanked us for putting this guy in jail because she has young children and she's seen a lot of drug activity at that residence and other residences in Togiak, and she was happy that something's finally being done about it. And the people here are happy that this person's in jail, and they'd like to see more drug dealers go to jail.
In recent months, crystal meth, black tar heroin, oxycodone tablets, and other hard drugs have all appeared on the streets in Bristol Bay. In August, authorities seized cocaine en route to King Salmon, which led them to a marijuana growing operation in Naknek. Several deaths in the past 2 weeks have been blamed on drug abuse. The communities are growing tired of the drugs. According to Western Alaska Alcohol and Narcotics Team investigator Nashwick Ney, law enforcement needs the proactive help of the community to keep making the busts and putting the dealers away.
All those people, 40-plus people who call the district attorney's office, are obviously like-minded in that they've had enough, that they want to see the drug dealing stopped. And if those people, I guess, took heart in the fact that they're not alone, they might be encouraged to call my office and we can try to make this happen again.
Drug dealers are often not more than one anonymous phone call away from finding themselves in the nearest jail cell. Nay says that law enforcement will keep doing its part to get drugs off the streets, but if Bristol Bay really wants to put its drug dealers on notice, it'll be up to the communities to do so. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.